Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real, live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visaid, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Happy New Year. This time of year, the media is filled with the year in review and a peek at what is ahead. I love to look at the psychic predictions for the past year and see if any of them actually came true. Some are vague references that stand a pretty good chance of coming true, like a big storm on the eastern seaboard. Other predictions are outlandish, but the psychic would look pretty good if they did come true. These predictions include aliens landing on Earth or peace in the Middle East. Nikki calls herself the psychic to the stars, and most of her predictions for 2013 involved Hollywood, marriages and divorces. She successfully predicted that Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes would break up in 2012. A couple of her predictions seem pretty obvious, like Daniel Day-Lewis winning an Oscar for the movie Lincoln, or Arnold Schwarzenegger being in another sex scandal. Her outlandish predictions include a documented encounter with a giant prehistoric sea monster and Cuba becoming the 51st state. Lamont Monty Hamilton says he's an ordained minister, Reiki master, registered hypnotherapist, and a full-time psychic. That guy's busy. He inaccurately predicted that Prince William and Kate would have a baby girl, a reincarnation of Princess Di. He predicted peace in the Middle East. He also predicted comprehensive immigration reform with bipartisan support. That guy better not quit his other jobs. Sidney the Seer Freeman claims nearly 100% accuracy with his Oscar predictions. He successfully predicted that Jimmy Fallon would be named as the successor to Jay Leno on The Tonight Show. But he also predicted the discovery of a new fuel source and peace in the Middle East. Blair Robertson has some past prediction success with earthquakes and tsunamis. For the second year in a row, he predicted that Vice President Joe Biden will be diagnosed with senile dementia. That would seem to make him a great guest for Fox News. However, Robertson also predicts a lot of unusual weather due to global climate change, so he's unlikely to get invited there. Robertson also predicts a fashion tragedy, the return of mesh shirts for men. Let's hope he's wrong on that. Some real predictions for 2014. The Christian Science Monitor predicts an economy that will continue to grow. They predict unemployment will drop to 6.5%. Stock market will slow up from its current record pace, but continue to grow. Inflation will stay low and housing market will grow. How about the weather? Farmer's Almanac predicts extreme weather for the next year, with below average winter temperatures for about 2/3 of the nation. NASA also predicts weather extremes. What are your predictions for the coming year? Some safe bets would be bipartisan bickering, resulting in slower and slower government, leading to an actual government shutdown. It's safe to predict lowering approval ratings of the president and Congress, followed by us voting in most of the same people later. It's safe to predict a growing fiscal deficit and little progress on immigration reform. Me? I'm going out on a limb and predicting peace in the Middle East, although we're more likely to have a documented encounter with a giant prehistoric sea monster. This is Mike Goldsby for Community Comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.